laughed so much today that my stomach hurts, among other reasons. Welcome to She Gets It. My name is Shan. What's up? This is going to be a very, 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 very TMI episode. So much struggle has happened today. Today is a first for many things. I just want to say headphones are going to save you today. Headphones. My experience today. And just being grateful that you are in a position in life to laugh at this and at me today. If you're listening to this episode, you are blessed, okay? Because I'm bringing blessings. And the blessings I'm bringing to you today is some ab work from She Gets It Podcast. Again, this episode is TMI. You read the title. You have conclusions, hypotheses, and predictions, right? The fortunate amount of you know my story that I'm about to explain, know my experience today. A few of you were within the experience today. And I just want to say I appreciate the fact that I can put a smile on your face. Without further long sighs and long explanations, let's get into this truth. Because I told y'all I was going to give you the truth about this experience. Welcome to She Gets It. Let me tell you about how I gave up the butt today. Yes, the butt. Oof. My God. My stomach is still making noise. Let's go.
No! This is... I'm trying to be safe, dog. Let me score.
Okay, y'all. So, as most of you know, I've been on this complete diet change, right? Since last month. And that was a struggle to wean myself off of shit that I'm used to eating and on this clean eating. No dairy, no fruits that are sweet, no sweet treats, no rice, no french fries, no cakes, none of my favorite ice cream, no cookies. What else did she tell me no to? When I say she, my doctor, she said no to a lot of things. I can still eat meats, preferably grass-fed, no pasta. I love pasta. I've been trying this lentil pasta, this veggie pasta, but it's just not the same. I'm not doing a keto diet. Keto is a bit too strict for me, even though it has worked for other people. It's too strict for me. I am fasting. So every day between the hours of 3 p.m. and 9:30 in the morning, I don't eat. I drink a lot of liquids. Liquids being only tea, unsweetened, and water. Okay, so my mouth is very bored. But you would think with all the greens, the healthy eating, the taking the right supplements, my body would be functioning how it's supposed to, like normies out here. Normies are people whose body do what it's supposed to do. When they work out, they see it. They see the results. When they eat right, the results show. They use the bathroom regularly. and they're just full of energy, right? That is not my story, okay? So a coworker brought to my attention that she goes to get colonics on a regular. Yes, that's what we're talking about. And I was like, girl, what? So she's telling me, yeah, before trips, I get colonics. It helps keep me regular. It's very healthy to, you know, remove the toxins out of your skin and your body, blah, 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 blah. She had me at regular, honey, because I ain't never been regular. I just ate 30 minutes later. I need to use the bathroom. I ain't never been a wake up in the morning, take a shower, use the bathroom type of girl. I ain't never been a 2 times a day, use the bathroom type of girl. I have always been eat today, eat tomorrow, eat the next day, and maybe I have to use the bathroom today. So before I changed my diet, it was like every 4 days I would go, right? Nothing major, nothing like, ooh, you was holding that in for a few days. No, just regular day, every 4 days, right? I changed my diet, and I'm eating cleaner. And before me, eating a salad would make me go to the bathroom. Since I've been eating clean since last month, no, it's not the case. I will use a bathroom. This is what made me get the colonic. I will want to use the bathroom or get the feeling to use the bathroom every 5 to 6 days. That's 1, disgusting. 2, unhealthy. 3, what the fuck is going on? Right? And the only way I will go on the 5th or 6th day is if I take a laxative. Okay, I'm too grown to be taking enemas. That's not my story. My mom used to give us that as kids, but as a grown woman, I'm not. She's not putting nothing up her butt, okay? But today I put something up my butt. The irony. And I don't want to get used to always having to take a laxative to use the bathroom. But that has been my story for the last 2 months, right? Every 5 to 6 days. So today my appointment came up to go to get my colonic in the middle of working. So I took off to go get my colonic. I dropped my oldest off at camp so I could be there by myself. Drive there. I'm not nervous or anything. There's nothing wrong. Go in. Fill up my paperwork. I'm early, of course. Yes, I'm brown skin. Both of my parents are Jamaican, and I show up early as shit. All my friends know. Okay, that's just me. And I've been drinking my water. She asked me if I drank a gallon of water. I said, girl, that's all I drink. And I get in there, and she starts telling me, have you heard of the 7 mile? I said, what? No. She said, your colon is about 5 to 7 miles long. What? Okay. God, you be, what were you thinking? But okay. So I was like, okay. She was like, so today, being that this is your first colonic, we're only going to clean you out up to a mile. So you about to wash out a mile of shit up out of me? She said yes. And that's when I knew. Okay, Chantal. All right. Okay, you here. Do it. I said, okay. She said, this is the lube. This is your glove. This is your little sheet thing that you're going to cover your bottom half with. And this plastic piece, I'm going to keep it in the plastic because, you know, germ free. You're going to lube this up and you're going to stick it within your anus. I told y'all it's and not HR appropriate. I told you it's going to get real. And once you have that set up in your laid back, ring this bell and tell me when you're done. Now, taking things up my purse. It's a regular thing. It's a regular thing. I'm not a tampon wearer. I don't like it. If it ain't dick, don't do it. That's my motto. Taking things of my anus on a regular, that's not my thing, all right? Now, sometimes if the eddy is hitting and the drinks is kicking, I might let you get your Avenger on, okay? Ooh, ooh, ah, ah. Yes, I might let you Dora the Explorer, okay? But on a regular, no. So that plastic piece is way smaller than when I do extracurricular activities in that back door. So I was like, Chantal, you could do this. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. In my head, right? So I'm just like, okay, we're going to take these sweatpants off. We're going to take these drawers off. We're going to put them over here. You'll put it in your purse. You kept your gun in your car, so you're good. Nobody's about to come in here and try to take your butt. Okay. Did it. Rang the bell. Ding. She comes in. All right. So, is everything okay? You feel like it's in there? Yes, I do. Let me check to make sure. So, she goes at the bottom of the thing. She looks down. She sees where the plastic piece that's supposed to hang out is. Yes, you did it correct. Okay. So, I'm going to start. So, she turns on the machine thing. And then, I guess the water starts to flow within my a-hole into my body. She tells me, do you want the heating pad and the massager? Girl, for what? I guess. She gives it to me. She says it should help for cramping. Not like horrible period cramps, but just in case. So I'm just like, okay. So she has it on me. Heating pad feels good. Dim lights, you know, nice music. Nothing coming through the little hole that you're supposed to see your waist go through, right? Nothing exciting is happening yet. So, we in there, well, I'm in there. She's not in there with me. She leaves the room. I'm in there 10 minutes, and then I start to see my stomach expand. And it's getting really full. You know the feeling that you get when you drink a lot of water? It's getting really full, right? I'm just like, oh my God, this is crazy. I can feel all this water coming through me. And I'm just like, yo, this is crazy. My stomach looked about like 3 months pregnant, right? And I'm just like, yo. And then I started feeling like the cramps. And it's not like period cramps. It's like, ooh, I'm getting stomach cramps. Like I need to be home, curling my toes in the rug, on the toilet type of cramp, right? Not at work, not in public. Like I need to go home and lay down. But also be on the toilet at my house with my shag rug with my toes in the carpet. And I'm just like, ew, I don't like this feeling while I'm laying down flat. Again, look over in the tube. Nothing's happening yet. Water is still going up in me, but now my booty hole's getting slippery. Oh, we tricked daddy in now, right? And I thought I was going to be on my phone scrolling through, you know, looking at shit, listening to shows and shit. I got my Bluetooth on. No. The feeling was so uncomfortable that I couldn't focus on anything else but getting through what I was feeling, right? So I have my arm stretched up now. I'm trying to stretch it out. I'm trying to find a position where I'm comfortable. But your feet are like laid on the side of the machine, as if you're sitting on the toilet and you're like squatting down a little bit, right? And this water is still going up in me. And then I want to say after like 15 minutes, the cramping stops. And then it's like nothing, right? And I'm just like, okay, I guess now I'm relaxed. Then you feel the pressure. Now, if you're not a woman or a man, I don't know about that left, but I heard about it. If you're not a woman that takes backdoor dick, I'm not talking about the dick that knocks at your backyard fence. I'm talking about back dough dick, if you're not a woman that takes back dough dick, this is going to be a not so pleasurable feeling of pressure in your butthole. Okay, if you do take back door D, which I had, it wasn't like, oh my god, what's happening, because I was used to that full feeling of, oh my god, what's happening from backdoor dick. So I guess he helped. You feel pressure and it's kind of like you want to poo. Now I started fighting with my mind, right? I started fighting with my mind on pooping somewhere that isn't a toilet. And I fought with my mind for about 7 to 8 minutes. Okay, I'm back. So I cleaned the inside of the car temporarily for what I could clean. I put a towel down in the car so I could sit on something dry, go pick Anya up from camp, signed her out. She got outside. I said, Anya, I got something to tell you. She said, what? She got in the truck. I said, does my truck stink? She said, no. I said, girl, because I pooped on myself today. She said, what? I said, no, I pooped in the car. So I told her I pooped on myself and I pooped in the truck, and I'm explaining to her the colonic and what happened. We get to the house and she wants to see the seat. Ain't no poop on it. I cleaned it. You know what I'm saying? I got all the soup. Get in the house. She was like, let me see the bathroom. I said, I cleaned it. I'm like, ain't no evidence, dog. I cleaned it. I said, but it was a mess. And I had to throw out my clothes because I was ashamed. I wasn't washing that. So, she was like, girl, we gonna have to burn that whole truck. I said, we not burning no truck. I'm gonna just deep clean it because I don't want to take it to no detailer for them to be like, so out of all the places you want me to detail your seat. It smelled like poop. Did you poo on yourself? Like, I ain't doing that. No, I'm about to detail the fuck out my seat. So I detailed the seat. I got some pet carpet cleaner, odor killer, a stain remover, and I got some deodorizer disinfectant cleaner that won't bleach anything, right? And I'm scrubbing and I'm picking up and I'm wiping down. I'm doing all the shit to get this stuff out, right? I cleaned the doors a fourth time. Mind you, between me having the whole accident and shit show and picking up Anya and cleaning the car again, I washed my hands probably 9 times since this point and I still smell shit. I cannot make this shit up, dog. I still smell shit on my hands, dog. That had to be like that deep in your colon shit. That wasn't no today year shit. That was some old shit, right? Still smell that shit on my hands. And I'm just like, dog, what the fuck? Everything was going smooth until that fucking red light. And that's how life be. I don't feel like the lady prepared me for what the possibilities could be. I feel like as her profession, she should have said, before you leave here, you need to go in that bathroom. I'm just saying, she should have made sure I took a poo before I left. That way, if I did get the urge to poo, it wouldn't be that bad, right? She never said that. She just told me what I couldn't eat for the next 24 hours, what I couldn't eat for the next 3 hours, and to drink a lot of water. That's it. She failed me. Okay. And I'm not saying this so y'all could get scared about colonics. I think they're very healthy. I think they're smart. I think they're preventative. I will go back and get more sessions of a colonic, but it won't be that location. I need a location for a colonic that's 10 minutes from my house. Or I need someone to drive me to my colonic. Or I'll Uber to my colonic. Someone picks me up with my Depends on, because I don't trust it. I don't trust my guts. I don't trust my butt. I don't trust the clock to make it to the house in time after a colonic before the shit arrives, because I know it's coming. And I hope, I'm not thinking that this one colonic session is going to cure me. I hope that this does jumpstart the booty team. The booty team is all of my digestive muscles working properly and doing what the fuck they need to do without water being thrown up there, okay? I think people who use the bathroom on a regular feel better, look better, and they're less irritated. And that's all I want to be, dog. Not in the United Army. Okay? Fuck that shit. I just want to feel what they feeling, right? But I didn't ask for that shit show that happened in my car today. I didn't ask for that shit show that happened at my door today. I ain't asked for that shit show that happened in my bathroom. That was a disaster, okay? And your colonic does not have to be like my colonic. Hopefully, you get a colonic done by someone who will be preventative, who will give you all the possibilities up front. Okay? And another thing with this place, they sent me email after email after email to remind me that I have an appointment at 12, right? But in none of those emails did it say how to prepare for your colonic. I had to Google how to prepare for my colonic. That's another thing for people in business. If you're doing colonics, if you're going to email your clients or your customers before they come in, make sure it has how to prepare and what to expect after in that email, instead of telling them consistently over and over again how they can schedule with you online. We got it. We only need that message one time. You're skipping all the important shit that we need. Okay? So, after I was on the phone in the car with my cousin, I said, Sam, I shitted on myself. I shitted on myself. She said, no, you didn't. I said, yes, I did. She said, no, you didn't. Yes, I did. Yo, so after I shitted on myself, I hung up on the phone with her. I didn't even hang up with her. She stayed on the phone with me till I got in my driveway, and I just turned the car off, and she was off. And I just left the phone in the car. I called my mom. She was laughing at me. She was like, man, she was like, she should have told you that. She should have made sure that you use the bathroom before you left. Blah, blah, blah. Mom shit. Then who did I call? I called Chrissy, but she didn't answer. She was at the airport. She was supposed to be going on to Columbia with her mans. Then I called, who else did I call? I called one of my brothers. He didn't answer. I called my nephew. He didn't answer. I just wanted to give people a laugh. Then I called Casey and Kiki. Kiki didn't answer the FaceTime, but Casey did. This was when I was cleaning out the truck. I said, Casey, guess what? He was like, what? I said, oh my God. He was like, what happened? I said, I shitted on myself. He was like, no, you didn't. There's so many people that got the deets while they were fresh, and we were just crying, laughing on the phone together. Who else did I talk to? I talked to my youngest brother about it. I talked to, who else did I talk to? I talked to Zonka about it for a while. I talked to KD about it. We was cracking up because it turns out KD and I went to the same lady.
for the colonic. Right? Hilarious, right? And so we was we was talking about experience back and forth about it. Yo, I talked to Icy, one of my friends, Icy, like, I told Ari's dad, like, dog, he was like, man, shitty booty. Yo, I just hope these cleaners work and get that stench out of my seat and make that shit dry, because this cannot be it. This cannot be it. It's like, I get punished by my butt, who is not even big enough to get my rent paid. Like, if my ass was big enough to get my rent paid and cause so much trouble, then maybe it would equate to making sense. You're not even big enough or fluffy enough to get the rent paid by some chump out here to be acting like this. Just shit when I need you to shit. That's all you gotta do. Today could have been prevented if you was acting right. Yes, and I am talking to my ass. If this ass was acting correctly and falling in line with the rest of what my body does, then maybe we could get somewhere. So I will have another colonic. It won't be next week. Will it be next month? I don't know. But I hope this just helped me be a little bit more regular. If you've gotten a colonic and you have some tips, please let me know. You can add me at She Gets a Pod, or you can add me at She Gets a Pod on IG or Twitter, or you can email me at shegetsapod@gmail.com. I just wanted to share this experience with y'all. Chrissy, she's so sweet. She was like, I need to do an episode about this. She was like, no, you don't. I said, yes, I do. She was like, Chantal, no. Nobody needs to know the details. You don't need to let people know that you pooped on yourself. But I do. Because what if I didn't tell you that a possibility is you might poop on yourself on your way home, no matter what drink they give you at the place? Like, that's what she should have said to me. I really feel like I should call her back and be like, you let me shit on myself. You let me shit on myself. I was 5 minutes from my house. Why didn't you tell me to shit when I was at the place? Like, what? And my stomach right now is still, like, bubbling. Like, I still feel, like, water in my colon a little bit. Like, I would be surprised if I don't poo again today. But I gotta go, because I got 6 miles to run, because I did not run today. I'm recording tonight with Greg and Baylor at 9:30. So if y'all want to catch us, you can catch us. By the time y'all hear this episode, well, I'm not going to say that, because I probably edited it and put it out tonight. If you hear this episode and you want to come on the live show tonight on Stereo, you can. Go on Stereo. Is that She Gets a Pod. Greg is on there and Baylorism is on there, okay? We're gonna do a show tonight. It's gonna be a good show for Loud Mouth Stereo. Thank y'all for listening to my nasty deed. Be safe. Protect that booty. Hope your booty protect you, because my booty failed me today. These cheeks were not doing what they were supposed to do, all right? My booty gave everything it was supposed to give today without my permission. Okay? Don't let this booty be you. Okay? Poo before you leave that colonic place. Even if the person doesn't tell you. Poo before you leave that colonic place. Because next time I go, I'm going to have a driver and I'm going to be wearing some Depends when I leave. Fuck who got a problem with it. All right? Bring an extra shirt just to wrap around your waist just in case some shit go down. And get some dry cleaning plastic shirt covers and put on your seat just in case some shit go down. That way you could just pick it up, slide it, toss and pour. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because cleaning this shit up, these leather seats and cloth seats, is not the business. If I disgusted y'all today, I'm sorry. But I had to tell y'all the truth. Somebody had to tell y'all the truth. It's a lot of adult people out here shitting in their cars on the daily and having accidents like this. But they ain't got the balls to tell you. So you welcome with me being able to tell y'all and share my story. All right? Shout out to the mud butts. Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.